Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. So I'd like to start off with a quick overview of the data source for this project, which, as Allison said, is the Vaccine Safety Data Link, or VSD, which is a collaboration between CDC and 8 managed care organizations, which are shown here. All 8 sites contributed data for this project. So I'll move quickly through the background, as I think a lot of this has been presented over the last several days. Prior to 2005, aside from high-risk groups, the only routine adolescent vaccination was the tetanus diphtheria booster dose. But in 2005, ACIP recommended meningococcal conjugate vaccine and the tetanus diphtheria acellular pertussis vaccines, or MCV4 and Tdap, respectively. In 2006, the quadrivalent HPV vaccine was added. So just a real quick overview of each of the 3 vaccines, because I'll really be focusing on these. MCV4, or Menactra, as we said, was licensed and recommended in 2005. These recommendations were simplified in June of 2007 to universally include all adolescents age 11 to 18. This was done in an attempt to increase coverage and simplify vaccine decision making for patients and providers. Tdap was recommended in June 2005. Those recommendations were published in the March 2006 MMWR. And the switch from the TD booster to Tdap was due in part to the increasing number of pertussis cases. These peaked with over 25,000 cases in 2004. The quadrivalent HPV vaccine, or Gardasil, was recommended by ACIP in June of 2006. These were published in a March 2007 MMWR, and the vaccine is recommended for females only, age 11 through 26 years. So presented here are results from the 2017 NIS, the National Immunization Survey. For the last 2 years, adolescent immunization rates have been measured. As you can see, for MCV4 and Tdap, there was a dramatic improvement from 2006 to 2007. However, the overall estimates are actually still quite low, right around 30%. So these are estimates for 13 through 17-year-olds. So on to the current presentation. Concomitant administration, also known as simultaneous or concurrent or co-administration, many names, is defined as 2 or more vaccines administered to one person during the same office visit but in separate syringes. So in that sense, it's different than combination vaccination. So evidence supports that concomitant administration of vaccines is safe and effective, can decrease healthcare costs, and increases the probability that a person will be fully vaccinated at appropriate ages. So the objective of the current study was to describe the patterns of use of these 3 new vaccines in persons aged 7 to 26 years. We did this by collecting vaccine information on people in this population with at least 1 vaccination between June of 2006 and July of 2008. So June 2006 is when all 3 vaccines were recommended. We divided the population into the groups shown here. And the focus of the current presentation is actually the 11 to 18-year-olds, but I'll also show results for the nested 11 and 12-year-olds. So some further details about our methods. We collected data on all vaccine visits in this population, and a vaccine visit was defined as a healthcare encounter in which any vaccine was administered, not just one of the 3 new vaccines. We then quantified the total visits for each vaccine, determined the proportion of visits where a single vaccine was administered or where concomitant administration took place. Where there were 2 or more vaccines given, we determined the most common vaccine combinations, and then used chi-square analyses to examine differences in administration. And we looked at these differences by gender, season, and provider type. So on to my results. As you can see here in the bottom, there were more than 575,000 visits where MCV4, Tdap, or HPV was administered. The number in parentheses in the third column is the proportion of adolescent visits that were given to the nested 11 and 12-year-olds. So as you can see in the bottom row, less than 30% of these vaccines were given in this group. Presented here are the proportions of visits for each vaccine where concomitant administration took place. As you can see in the third column, the results are generally higher, or concomitant administration is more common in 11 to 12-year-olds versus the 11 to 18-year-olds. I'd like to point out that HPV doses 2 and 3, we expected the concomitant administration to be less frequent, as shown here, and that actually brought down the overall total. So this graph is pretty busy. I'll walk you through it. On the left is period 1, June 2005 through May 2006. That was post MCV4 and Tdap recommendation. On the right is period 2, June 2006 through July 2008, and this is post HPV recommendation. So as you can see, with the green and yellow bars on the right, concomitant administration of vaccines, as expected, improved with the introduction of HPV. So there were nearly 340,000 visits in which two or more vaccines were given at a time. And more than a third of those were to the 11 and 12-year-olds. So here are the most common vaccine combinations given in this age group. As you can see, there are many similarities across the two age groups. And really, all this is it could potentially help determine future safety studies. So using chi-square analyses, we examined potential differences in administration by gender. As expected, females are more likely than males to receive two or more vaccines in a given visit. It's nice when your findings back up what you feel, right? So we also examined administration by season, hypothesizing that more concomitant administration may take place in the summer months, when school entry requirements are being fulfilled. However, as you can see here, the inconsistent findings undermined any association. We think this may be due in part to our arbitrary definition of summer as June through August, but more investigation is needed. So this graph depicts concomitant administration by provider type. Two notes, this is all 11 to 18-year-olds, and the HPV, the light blue bars, it's actually exclusively the first dose of HPV, because if you remember, the second and third doses were significantly lower. So we didn't want to skew the results, so this is first dose only. And as you can see, the proportion of concomitant administration are highest among pediatricians on the right, and lowest among internists in the middle. When looking at the 11 to 12-year-olds exclusively, concomitant administration increased across provider types. So again, the 11 to 18-year-olds versus the 11 to 12-year-olds. Finally, using family practitioners as a reference group, these tables just illustrate that the differences by provider type are largely significant. The exception is MCV4 in the middle row for 11 to 12-year-olds, and that finding was not significant. The largest difference, as you'll see, is the administration of HPV. So some major findings from this study, I include that less than 30% of these new vaccines are given during the adolescent platform, and that the overall rates of concomitant administration of these vaccines is high among 11 to 18-year-olds, and even higher among persons aged 11 and 12. As expected, concomitant administration did increase with the introduction of the quadrivalent HPV vaccine. So, and as we just saw, pediatricians are most likely to administer more than one vaccine in a visit. There are some noteworthy limitations to this project. One, the nature of our analyses, which was done at the visit level rather than the individual level, does not allow for any determination of vaccine coverage or compliance. We recognize this limitation, and this was done just as a preliminary study. And then with regard to data quality, vaccine visits were only counted if the patient had an outpatient or ED visit the same day as the visit, as the vaccine visit in our electronic data, as this data is all electronic. And so we did not capture inpatient vaccinations, but those should have been rare. And then if there were billing or administrative errors if things were dated wrong, we could have potentially missed vaccine visits, but again, that should have been rare. So in conclusion, coverage rates of these three vaccines are improving, and the rates of concomitant administration are high, but missed opportunities for adolescent vaccination exist. And educational efforts could be directed at certain types of providers, namely internists and family physicians. But individual level data is needed to make determinations regarding up-to-date status and compliance with the immunization schedule. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-investigators on the left and thank all VSD sites for contributing data. Thank you.